This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haidar, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story. Last week, 9 days after a bomb was allegedly thrown into an Invasion Day rally in Perth, police charged a 31-year-old man with engaging in a terrorist act. They allege he was seeking to advance what they described as a racially motivated ideological cause, saying he'd accessed pro-white material online. The wanting response from police, politicians and the media has left First Nations people feeling exposed and abandoned.
This is a low point because in 2026 we are a so-called enlightened modern nation, aware enough about our own history now to see that context of racism, surely. And for our institutions and our political leadership to continue to maintain that veneer of indifference to the fears and the, you know, the realities of life for First Nations people is just unacceptable.
Today, Lorena Allam from the University of Technology's Jimbana Institute for Indigenous Education and Research on Australia's history of racial violence and denial. It's Tuesday, the 10th of February.